The next voice you are hearing after the video is Pastor Jerry Eze.
Pastor Jerry Eze is Senior Pastor of Streams of Joy International Ministry. It's the church beyond the church, but an unprecedented revolution, a movement breaking limits, ravaging long-standing systems and structures, crossing lines and taking the world by storm. Streams of Joy has over 16 branches spreading across Nigeria, United Kingdom, South Africa, Canada, and the United States. Pastor Jerry has the largest ever-growing online prayer meeting, new season prophetic prayers and declarations. His online prayer meeting is watched by thousands across all social media daily and is famous for incredible miracles, terminal diseases being healed, raising the dead, and the fruit of the womb. Interestingly, Pastor Eze was a former communications specialist with the World Bank project on HIV/AIDS. He went on to the United Nations, where he eventually resigned and went into full-time ministry. Pastor Jerry's message is revival. His identity is prayer, and his passion is to see everyone he comes in contact with experience the supernatural touch of God. Pastor Eze is a devoted family man who is married to Pastor Eno Jerry and has two lovely children, Samara and Jerry. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Abuja, Nigeria, Pastor Jerry Eze.
Would you help me celebrate Jesus some more? Let the Lord hear your voice tonight. Would you help me give the Lord a greater shout? A greater shout of praise. A greater shout of anticipation. Of the need to turn around. Give the Lord a shout. 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 Like you know that everyone of Jericho is going down at your shout. Open your mouth, give the Lord a shout. Keep shouting. Let the walls fall. 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 Let the believer give the Lord a loud shout. When you lift up your right hand and pronounce it tonight, is my night. Can you turn that tonight? Is my night. Say tonight, whatsoever came here with me that is not of God. When you lift up your voice and turn the fire, can you scream fire? Can you turn the fire? Can you turn the fire? Can you turn the fire? Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen turn the louder. Once again tonight, lift up your right hand and say today, say whatsoever that is not of God on my life. Say right now, I shake it off. 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 Open your mouth and shake it off. 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 Let go, Panama. And shake it off. And leave Panama. A Shabata. A Rakota. A Leyana. A Shibata. A Kobate. A Ladeana. A Shabata. Shake it off. Shake it off. Limbakata. A Shabia. A Robodosa. A Kete. A Libana. A Shabata. A Kobata. A Ladeata. A Shabadi. A Kobata. A Libana. A Shatia. A Libana. A Kobata. Let your enemy turn the louder. Let your name turn louder. We command every lump and cyst followed by fire. We command every cancer followed by fire. We command every kidney failure followed by fire. We command every liver failure followed by fire. 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 Let your amen turn louder. Let your amen turn louder. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise.
Will you take your seat in the presence of the Lord? I want to say once again, it's such a huge honor to be here tonight. I do not take it for granted, and I want to deeply, sincerely appreciate Papa for the huge honor to be here tonight. I do not know how many persons who love as deep as he loves, who care as much as he does, and who actually want to give you all the wings you need to fly as high as you want. Would you help me celebrate His Eminence, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams? Would you help me celebrate such a rare gift to the world? Celebrate once again. Papa, I deeply honor you. God bless you from the depths of my heart. Hallelujah. And to every great man and woman of God who made it here tonight, my deep honor and respect for who you are and what you do. And I want to say that greater days are ahead. I wish our amen would have risen higher than it did. And once again, I want to say it's such an honor to be here tonight. And I believe our lives will never remain the same again. I wish that amen would sound louder than it is. You see, I do not know why this remains on my mind. But please, can I ask that you quickly open your scriptures before I go into what it is the Lord would have us to know tonight. Please, would you open your Bibles very quickly to the book of Judges. Would you open your Bibles to the book of Judges? Hallelujah. And we'll read the book of Judges. Chapter 6, if you don't mind, open your Bibles to the book of Judges. Hallelujah. Please would you help me look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, tonight is for you. Why do I believe that that neighbor doesn't understand what you just said? Would you help me look at that other neighbor, another neighbor, and tell that neighbor, say, tonight is for you. Can you say it again like you really meant to say, tonight is for you? Please, I just have a strong witness that this is some of the things that we need to pray before we begin. But if you don't mind, the Judges, the book of Judges, chapter 16, and I would want to start reading from verse 22. I'm going to call you to the place of prayer in just a few minutes before we go into what the Lord will have us know tonight. The Bible says, howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered themselves together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon their God, and to rejoice, for they said, our God had delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, our God had delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, and they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars. People of God, would you pause a little bit you understand where these people were asking Samson to do. If you read other contemporary translation, they were asking Samson, the great Samson you and I know, just because he had been locked up in the prison, just because his eyes had been gouged out. People of God, they were asking Samson, come and entertain us. So from being a warrior to an entertainer, from being a warrior to the kind of person that small children will sit back, and an entire nation, a comedian in other English. So they were asking Samson, come and remember, these were the enemies of Samson. These were the same people that Samson slew. And they said to Samson, come and entertain us. People of God, please, can you help me rise on your feet for 1 second? Lift up your right hand and thunder with a loud voice. Say, my life will not entertain my enemies. Say it again like you really mean it. Say, my life will not entertain my enemies. Can you shout it like you mean it? Say, my life will not entertain my enemies. If you understand it, can you thunder a louder amen? Can you scream a louder amen? Those that are waiting for your failure for them to laugh, they will wait forever. Those that are waiting for something bad to happen to you, they will wait forever. I announce, your life will not entertain your enemies. Your life will not entertain your enemies. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen rise higher. While you are still standing, the Bible says, now the house was full of women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and they were upon the roof, about 3,000 men and women, that while Samson made sport, as Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenger of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the middle pillars upon which the house stood, and upon which it was borne up, of the one which on his right, and the other which his left, and Samson said, let me die with the Philistines, but you will not die with your enemies. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the Lord and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. This is what has been on my mind, and this is why we are reading the scripture, and that is the last verse. Then his brethren on all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah his father, and he judged Israel 20 years. People of God, so Samson had relations. So Samson had those who can bury him, but they were not there when he was alive. Samson had those who came when everything had already spoiled. I am led to declare not to everyone, but hear me as I hear the Lord. Your helpers will not show up late. Whatsoever that is supposed to happen in your life, at the sound of your amen, I announce it will not happen later. 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 Let your amen thunder louder. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. At the sound of your amen, I command, let every limitation be broken right now. Let every limitation be broken right now. Let every limitation be broken right now. This might not be for everyone, but bring out your two hands as your amen will thunder. The key of nations are entering your hands. The key of nations are entering your hands. The key of nations are entering your hands. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Let your amen thunder louder. Let your amen thunder. Let your amen thunder. Everyone as your two hands are lifted, thunder fire. Can you thunder again? Say fire. Can you thunder again? Say fire. Can you shout again? Say fire. Can you scream again? And say fire. Can you thunder again? And say fire. Can you shout again? And say fire. Somebody say today. Say today. Whatsoever that has fallen my life, that is not of God, what are you doing around my life? Somebody turn the fire, turn the fire, turn the fire, turn the fire, turn the fire. Let your amen turn the louder. as your two hands are lifted on over this ground, anyone here with a connection to any spirit, anyone here under any oppression of any demonic power, anyone with any connection to any spirit spouse, spirit wife, spirit husband, anyone, operating under the limitation of any manipulation, any oppression, right now, let the chain break, let the chain break, let the chain break, let them go, 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 right now, 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 let your enemies under louder. As your two hands are lifted, anybody under the sound of my voice operating under any satanic mystery, battles you cannot explain where they are coming from, anyone here with any demonic covering over their lives, Shakebede, Rakoti, Rebese, Ashabala, Akodese, at the sound of your amen, I decree, let it break by fire. 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 Let your amen thunder louder. Let your amen thunder. Let your amen thunder. Anybody going through manipulation through your dreams, I command, let the manipulation be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. For in that day, the yoke shall be taken off your neck and the burden off your shoulder because of the anointing. Ashadeleya, Akotolazaya, Aberedeya, because of the presence of the anointing. I announce, let every yoke break right now. Let every yoke break right now. Let every your breath right now. Let every your breath right now. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Parabale Sendea, Ase de Beleta, Arabale Basata, Erebea, any young woman under the sound of my voice who is on this ground, held down by any spirit husband, Ashabaleke, Ashadebea, Akobaya, Rataya, I announce, let her go, 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 right now, right now, right now, right now, let her go, 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 let every chain break right now, break right now, break right now, break right now. Something is happening in the atmosphere, something is going on. Shabaka, Rekotole, Rabalashia, Asabada, Esokoto, Esabadia, Ekatele, Arabala, Esabia, Arabalaka, let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise. Somebody say today, whatsoever that is standing between where I am and where I am going to, somebody thunder enough. Is enough. Say whatsoever that is standing in front of me, between where I am and where I'm going to, can I hear your thunder fire? Thunder fire! Thunder fire! Thunder fire! Thunder fire! Open your mouth and pray. Shakatea, Arabalabaya, Akotola, Eshebedea, Rakatole, Erebeasa, Ashabala, Arabalaba, Rakatone, Eshatala, Erebele, who are thou? Who are thou? O mountain, before Akotasa, Sarah.
Zerubbabel, thou will be made plain. Rekobadasa, Eshabeketa, Arabala, Asabede, Akota, Asabede, Akoraba, Elabeta, Arobodasa, Elakota, Rabala, Esakata, Elibara, Esabeta, Arabeata, Asabale, Akotola, Rabalaba, Arabeta, let your aim at on the louder.
With your two hands lifted wherever you are, anyone here with leukemia, the Spirit of God says leukemia disappears right now. Leukemia disappears right now. And the Spirit of God says there is a growth in your scrotal sac. There's a growth in your scrotal sac, almost making it look like you have three balls. Right here and now, you may go ahead and check right now. I command, let that growth disappear right now. Let that growth disappear right now. Let that growth disappear right now. Every slip disc, Kabbalashia, there is healing coming right now. There is healing coming right now. Let your amen sound louder. I don't know what they say, detached from your eyes by the power that raised Jesus from the dead. I command, let it be reversed by fire. I don't know who has this word, but don't say unto the Lord, you have reached the season of your visibility. No more covering, no more hiding, no more covering, no more hiding. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen thunder louder. Let your amen thunder. As the sound of your amen, whatever the devil is trying to kill around you, I command, let it resurrect by fire. 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 Let your amen thunder louder. Let your amen thunder louder. Let your amen thunder. In the next 24 hours, something great that you pray for is coming your way. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. I hear the Lord say, I know that door will open. You will not see it coming, but it will happen. I know that door will open. Let your amen thunder louder. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise. There are people the Lord is laying in my heart. You are in between seasons. You have left where you are, but you've not gotten to where you're going to. You are in between seasons. As your amen will thunder, let the force of the Most High, let the force of His power, let the force of His grace, as your amen will thunder, let it push you to where you belong. 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 Let your amen thunder louder. Wherever you are, open your Bibles to the book of Malachi. The book of Malachi, chapter 4. And we'll read verses 5 and 6 one more time. Malachi chapter 4, and we'll read verses 5 and 6 one more time. Hallelujah. The Bible says, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. While you are still there, it is important that we read the scripture. Would you open your scripture again to the book of Luke chapter 9. We'll read the book of Luke chapter 9. And we'll start reading the book of Luke chapter 9. We'll start reading from verse 28. The Bible says, and it came to pass about an 8 days after the sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. Now this is where it caught my attention, because there's a system we've been looking at. There's an operation we've been looking at in different since yesterday. And the Bible says, and behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, that is Elijah, who appeared in glory and spake of his disease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. And Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto him, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. Not knowing what he said. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, and hear him. And when the voice was past, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it closed and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. Our Father, we ask in the next few minutes that you make your word and your will known unto us. Let there be none of any man, but all of you. Father, we ask, O God, write upon the tables of our heart and our spirit indelible words that cannot be wiped away. Let a lover of the Lord thunder a louder amen. Do not forget that we said that Malachi, in a prophetic utterance, please don't forget that I said yesterday that the milieu in which Malachi had already prophesied about Elias was a milieu that existed after Elijah had done ministry. So it was not directly referring to the person or personality of Elijah, but he was referring to a system of operation. People of God, there's a way a man will contact and encounter God. He ceases to be a person, he becomes a system. And so, people of God, he was referring to Elias as a system, as an operational template, Caribolos, as a circumference of access. That is what he said, before that dreadful day, I will send you Elijah. I will send you, because he has a responsibility to bridge the gap between a seeming dysfunctionality and what will become a new wave or a new season, as it were. People of God, interesting, we find at the Mount of Transfiguration, Elijah showing up again. You will not forget that I tried to mention this yesterday. And people of God, he appeared in glory. Help me touch your neighbor, say, he appeared in glory. That was a wrong neighbor. Please leave that neighbor and get in the face of another and tell that one, say, he appeared in glory. Would you say it again like you really mean it? Say, he appeared in glory. Can you say it again? Say, he appeared in glory. And people of God, because you know the truth is that if your last point, if the last point we met you was not in a glory encounter, your appearance the next time will never come with glory. Now listen, let me say one more time. If the last time your generation saw you was not in a glory encounter, your next showing up will have no glory that will accompany it. You will realize the last time we heard about Elijah was him being caught up in a glory atmosphere. You will not forget about the chariot of fire that separated him and Elijah, and he was caught up with a whirlwind. And this was what he said to Elijah: if you will see me as I am being taken away. So it was glory. The last time we saw him, the last time we read about him, the last time we encountered anyone called Elijah, it was a glory atmosphere. And then again, We are seeing him appear again, and he was appearing in glory. Don't seek for a glory appearance if the last time you had no glory encounter. Can I say it one more time? Do not seek for a glory appearance if the last time there was no glory encounter. The last time we read about Elijah, there was glory atmosphere. And the next time he's appearing, he was still coming in the same glory atmosphere. And people of God, we would have thought that the point he was caught up, that would have been the end of this man. I have not seen a man who lives in glory that men will say his time has come and gone. People of God, he was caught up. We called it, Elijah, your time has gone again. Only for us to get to the Mount of Transfiguration. This guy shows up again. This is how glory men, this is how they live. You never tell a man who is carrying glory that your time has come and gone. Glory does not expire. So a carrier of glory, his destiny cannot expire. So don't ever let anyone tell you that you know your time has come and gone. They have not seen anything yet. Because we all, with unveiled faces, we behold his face, and we are changing to the same image from glory to glory. Somebody help me, son. I am still coming. That didn't sound like you heard me screaming, let it annoy the devil. I am still coming. Shouted, say, I am still coming. Shouted, I am still coming. Hear me, I know that in the next few hours, it will be the end of November. But if your amen will thunder before the end of November, before the end of November, before the end of November, let the glory of God reintroduce you. Let the glory of the Lord reintroduce you. Let the glory of the Lord reintroduce you. Somebody shall say, I am a carrier of glory. Shout it, I am a carrier of glory. Say, I announce no chapter of my life is closed. If you believe it on the fire. Excuse me, sir. You don't tell a man that carries glory. Sorry, this area of your life has been prematurely shot. You don't tell a man that carries glory. The last time we read about this guy, he was caught up in glory. And people of God, right there on the Mount of Transfiguration, he appears again. I came to warn every witch, every wizard, every mountain, every impediment, every manipulation, every projection that is trying to retire you while you are still carrying the glory of God. As your amen was under, let them meet with the fire of God. Let them meet with the fire of God. Your career is bouncing back. Your ministry is bouncing back. Your business is bouncing back. Your family is bouncing back. Your joy is bouncing back. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Somebody thunder, I am a carrier of glory. I am a carrier of glory. Let your amen thunder. Shabaleya Nebosia got up to heaven many years ago. Almost in what would seem like 1,000 years after. He's still appearing because glory men don't get old. He's still appearing and he's still sitting in a boardroom with the saints man, and they were having a conversation about what it is that should happen. He was not just aware of what happened during his time. He could hold a conversation of what is yet to happen. That is how glory men, that is how bridge builders, we don't just know what's happened. We are aware of what is yet to happen. Zakataya, let me hear you thunder glory. Thunder glory. And people of God, this was how this glory man, Jeroboam, standing above, appeared again and was holding conversations with Jesus. Remember, he said, Malachi prophesied and said, before the dreadful day, I will send, I'm going to send, I will send my servant Elias, Saberi Koroshaya, and he appears right there, and Nikon de Barababasata, Arababasa, because he appeared in glory, and Elias and Moses, they appeared in glory. Do you realize? According to the order of God, how many look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, shout fire in the face of your neighbor. Please forgive me, but I see angels carrying babies all over. Any woman who desires the fruit of the womb, this is just your moment. This is just your moment. Whether you are seeing your menses or not is not a problem. Whether you are 40 years old or 50 is not a problem. If this is the word of the Lord, if this is the word of the Lord, hear me as I hear the Lord. I announce, carry your babies right now. Angels are all over. They are handing babies. They are handing babies. They are handing babies. They are handing babies. Receive it for your sister. Receive it for your auntie. Receive it for people connected to you. Receive it right now. None shall be called barren. You will not go here and leave your auntie. Carry your babies. Carry your babies. Carry your babies. Right now. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise. I announce every power, Geroshaya, that says it will not happen. Let it be broken by fire. Would you just let me make this prayer the way it is led in my spirit? Anywhere you have been on for too long, anybody who has overstayed on a particular level, you have overstayed on a particular level in 16 days. Count down with me in 16 days. Whether you are ready or you are not ready, I decree, break out of that level by fire. Break out right now. Break out right now. Break out. Break out. Break out. Break out. Break out. Right now. Right now. Right now. The Lord is doing a quick walk. The Lord is doing a quick walk. The Lord is doing a quick walk. The Lord is doing a quick walk in righteousness. The Lord is doing a quick walk in righteousness. Hekobanesea, Esatama, Rekotoleme, Ishaba, Eriba, Eketele, Erebebebeshe, Katala, Rekobasa, Andayara, Akabara, Esobaro, Esebeke, Elebeada, Akotole, Rebeada. Let your amen turn the louder. Let me hear you thunder fire. Somebody help me thunder. You never may not understand. Tell, declare with a loud voice, say today, I decree and declare, I just left where I was. They don't understand what you just said. You may not even understand what you just said. Let it be shadowy. Rebe Adasaya. Eshebeleke. Eshatala. Erebeya. Can you scream it? I just left where I was. Scream it again. I just left where I was. Say it again. I just left where I was. Say it again. I just left where I was. Let your amen turn the louder. I am, you will not return back there. You will not return back there. Let your amen turn the louder. Take your seat for 1 second. People of God, please don't understand. Don't forget. Don't fail to appreciate that we are on the glory matter. We are on the glory matter. Sabari Kodesea. And remember that the Bible said, as he began to pray, as Jesus began to pray, it was important that this man who represents prayer in his time, who represents intercession in his time, would also be connected to this prayer at this moment. You will not forget. When he had decreed, there would be no rain. And after a while, after the battle, and what was seeming would be a spiritual battle, at the Carmel, at Mount Carmel, the Bible said, he went up to the mount and began to pray. People of God, with his knees on the ground, he put his head in between his knees. Bridge builders, let it never be said that you had your knees on the ground, but your head was in some other place. We don't just kneel with our knees. We kneel with our head. Understand the principle that guarantees answered prayers is, please let your eyes be where your knees are. Don't forget, let your ears be where your knees are. It wasn't just a posture. It wasn't just a posture. It was a system of assessing answer. The guy had his knees on the ground. There is a generation that got their knees on the ground, but their ears are some other place. They've got their knees on the ground, but their eyes are still on the challenges. But Lord, Rikataya, Ezebedekosaya, Ezebedekosaya, there is a generation here tonight. And Lord, we are saying, if we put our knees on the ground, our head will be where our knees are. Ekotolesea, Ezebedekosaya, we are not just bowing with our knees, we are bowing with our ears. Because we know you have something to say. We are bowing with our eyes. We know you have something to show. My head is not just bowed, but my eyes are bowed. My ears are bowed. My head is where my knees are. And this was how this man of prayer, this is what happens when there is a spirit that connects. When there is a tribe spirit, Jesus was praying. Heaven would have looked for who to send to be part of this boardroom. The Bible said they came, they spoke about the demise he was about to have. Shakura Banaba. People of God, this was a board meeting that needed to have everybody represented. Two guys had come from heaven. And people of God, don't forget, there was a guy who came from heaven representing the will of the Father on earth. So he was in between heaven and earth. Permit me to put it that way, but you understand what I'm saying. There was yet another delegation that was supposed to represent the earth that came. Don't forget, there was the man that was in between heaven and earth. There was a delegation that came from heaven. There was yet another delegation that came from earth. But sir, when the meeting started, the delegation that came from earth did not have their interests represented. They were sleeping. Decisions were being taken. eni baraduka shata eredi korosotoya ere opportunity for Peter to give an opinion, opportunity for Peter to say, oh Lord, kibara sindera, is it not possible? Arabaleko sotoya, the prayer he touched them was about to be implemented. He says, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If it has to be done, a man on earth must legislate it. A man on earth was legislated, but there was a man on earth that came for that meeting. They were sleeping. Keto sila, shabalia, arendekose. Let it never be said, you showed up to represent your family in a meeting like this. Let it never be said that the reason why you are a member of that family is because you came to represent them, that not I take care. Let it never be said, I am their brother, I am their mother, I am their father, and something will go wrong. And you showed up where a boardroom meeting was going on that would determine the destinies of men, and you began to sleep. Let me hear you turn the fire. Let me hear you turn the fire. Just in case you are wondering, Pastor, oh, this is so detestable. I want you to know, this is another meeting ongoing. If you all have eyes, you know that there is a host of heaven all around here. Something is needed. Be part of this meeting. But notice carefully, as soon as Peter woke up, he was the one that a prophecy had already gone over his life. When he had that revelation, and the word came, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. But then again, the gates of hell began to fight the young man. People of God, if you thought that that was just occasional, if you thought that that was a one-off, you are in for the biggest joke of your life. Peter began to sleep and continued to sleep. That this was sleep one. People of God, sleep two. Paul and Silas were put in the prison. In the middle of the night, these guys switched to prayer mode. They began to kick up Barabasha. If you find yourself in any prison, don't keep quiet. If there is something that looks like a prison around you, can you help me throw your head back and start fire? Please don't mind the person next to you. They have no idea. They don't know what you've been through. They don't know what your family has been through. They don't know what your children have been through. Let me hear you turn the fire. Let me hear you turn the fire. Let me hear you turn the fire. This guy, Paul and Silas, found themselves in prison. And they began to pray and sing. And what you don't understand, the more they pray, I do not think it was just not the sound of their voice. But when we pray, we cover mileages in the spirit. The Bible says, and the prisoners heard them. The consequent result of the prisoners heard them meant that as soon as the earthquake came, the gates and the doors of the prisoners, all of them were open. They extended prayer our mileage to people who did not need it. Sabalika Taya, Erebe Os Jesus, Lekerebesa. Do you know some of your children will be seeing open doors and they don't know where it is coming from? They will not realize that it is their mother's prayer mileage. Sakajaya, in a meeting like this, Tatesaya, you cover Tasha, Elebeya Dasaya, Ekorese, you begin to extend prayer mileage. You go into the next 20 years of their lives, you go into the next 30 years, the next 40 years, and begin to cover it, and begin to cover it. Some of them are going to show up and say, I just got the job. Shut up your mouth. You didn't just get the job. Mommy was praying. I covered it before it came. Shabalake. If you understand it, thunder fire. This guy was spreading prayer mileages. Get all over Shia. And that is what intercession is. Intercession is not God fix me. Intercession is God let me out. I may not know these guys, but you brought me here for a reason. Shakon de Lebeshea and the Ketea. Araba, intercession says, I may not have anything at stake, but I am responsible. And this is how these guys covered mileages when the earthquake came. Earthquake was looking for where there was a sound. You didn't hear me. Kerelesia, you thought that you are just shouting fire for nothing. There is a move of God. When it comes, he will be looking for where did they release a sound. Where did they release the sound of prayer? Because this move of God wants to answer to sound. It's not answering to pity party. It's not answering to complain. When the earthquake that was sent to open the doors came, it was looking for where there was a sound. And then boom, okay, the sound got up to here, open. The sound got up to here, open. And this was how the doors of Paul and Silas were open. But do not forget, there was this other guy. This other guy, when they found him, and they took him, and threw him inside the prison, after that they had killed James, and they saw he pleased the Jews, they carried him, threw him inside the prison, and then he got into the prison. Piro looked left, he looked right, he looked at the chain on him, he began to sleep. It was the middle of the night. Guy was about to die, but he began to sleep. This was the point the brethren were praying. Again, if the sound can cover a mileage, then intervention can get there. So I can be in Accra, and I can be releasing a prayer sound over Washington. I can be in Accra, and in the Bethesda. I can be releasing a prayer sound over Kumasi. When intervention comes, it's looking for where is there a sound. Where did they put the sound? Shakada, once again, with the whole strength you have, can you turn the fire? The Spirit of God stands to declare this. Every child in bondage, bondage of slow development, bondage of autism, Deliverance has come. Deliverance has come. Their mothers have been releasing sounds. Their fathers have been releasing sounds. You can't keep them. You can't. You can't keep them. You can't keep them. Let them go. Let them go. Let their children go. Let their children go. Let their children go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Rapatatasa. Even the lawful catches. Even the lawful catches. Shall be delivered. Even the lawful catches. Shall be delivered. We announce. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let somebody turn the fire. The church was releasing a sound over where he was. Do not forget, the Bible says, for you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Permit me to paraphrase. Shabale Banabasa. Kemle Borobo Shane. Kangeneba, the company of innumerable angels. Spirit of just man made perfect. Some folks were in Mount Zion and they were praying. Remember, if you show up in Mount Zion, expect the company of innumerable angels. So that once they were praying, Peter, some angels walked away. Let's go find him. And they met Peter where he was. Snoring away when destiny was beckoning. And the angel hits Peter. Get up! Destiny is calling your name. When they want you to sleep, they will strip you. They took his garment from him, took his sandals from him. Don't let me unbundle that matter. This is how men sleep in the kingdom. When their garments and their sandals are taken away. Don't let me get into that matter. But sir, that was what they did to Peter. But as soon as Peter regained that, he followed the angel out of where they were. Shabaleva. And doors were opening. But the Bible was careful to let us know that there was an iron gate that leads to the city. Let it have a chandelier. I'm afraid to say this. When you are about to enter the city, expect an iron gate. But make sure you carry glory that opens gates. As your amen will thunder, I decree and declare, let every iron gate open on their own accord. I say, let them open on their own accord. Open on their own accord. There's a man that came in here with your wife. She has suffered an affliction that is constantly degenerating. You literally have time to come here today. As your amen will thunder before the end of this meeting, I decree and declare, let there be a turn around the south of the land. Let every chain break by fire. 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 People of God, don't forget. We'll turn back to how he slept on the Mount of Transfiguration. And Peter woke up and said, Sir, you were not part of the glory encounter. The Bible says when they woke up, they saw his glory. Peter, that's not the idea. You didn't come here to see glory. You were brought here to experience glory. Hey! The dilemma of bridge builders is they are satisfied with telling the story of how they saw the glory. and heaven is disappointed looking at them and saying, so what you want to tell your generation is what you saw and not what you experienced. The Bible says that Jesus prayed. The fashion of his countenance was all Kimande Sukotea. Liberable Suda. Don't take it for granted. The celestial nature of Jesus was supposed to show off and show up after resurrection. But while he prayed, what was supposed to happen after resurrection? Something was pulling the future. When men pray, they pull on the future. When men pray, they begin to alter dates. They begin to enthusiasm. They begin to pull on the future. As Jesus prayed, the future was answering in the commandment. The future was saying, I'm ready to power. I'm ready to power. If your amen will thunder, hear me. The future will not embarrass you. I'm about to give you some 30 seconds. Rise on your feet. Because you're going to alter. You're going to pull on the future. You're going to pull on the future. You know what you thought was going to happen next year. Do you know it can happen right now? Listen, let me say this to you. And the Bible says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And I want to say this, that word redeemed there is a commercial word. It's a transactional word. Don't look at it and say, oh, pastor, it's a very spiritual word. In other English, it is from the original Greek. That word means to buy. Buy the time. Because the days are evil. Time is a commodity in the spirit. Only the highest bidder takes it. Don't be joking while they are buying your time. Don't be sleeping when they're manipulating to time. They buy the time. You wake up to cancer. You wake up to diabetes. You wake up to hypertension. And you keep wondering, where did this come from? Where did this come from? No, sir. You are asking the wrong question. While you were sleeping, they were buying your time. With a loud voice, can you thunder, I buy back my time. I need you to scream and say, I buy back my time. Shout it, I buy back my time. Shout it, I buy back my time. Call your name and say, Jerry. Say, right now. Take back your time. Take back your time. Take back your time. Let your amen sound louder. Somebody declare, say, right now. Whatsoever that is in the future, hear me as I hear the Lord say, future, bah, future, bah, time, bah, future, bah, time, bah, align, 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 align. Let your amen talk louder. I decree, let the future align. Let the future align. Let it align for your laughter. Let it align for your joy. Let it give you the best. Let it yield your harvest. Let it align. Let your amen talk louder. With a loud shout, can you thunder align by fire? Somebody scream and say, align by fire. Shout it, align by fire. Thunder it, align by fire. Thunder it, align by fire. Joseph for 1 second. Make no mistakes about it. As I get ready to tidy up, I want you to realize that Bridge Builder, some time ago, Israel had a war with an ungodly king. And this guy knew how to buy time. He knew that I needed to buy time. And all he thought he could do was to sacrifice his own son. Boom! The war turned against Israel. Even though God had given them a word, even though there was a prophetic word, that guy bought some time. Don't let them buy before you. That is why prayerlessness does not hold any attraction for me. Because you wake up in the morning, you wake up in the night, and you're going to be in the night. Man, before you sleep off, spend some more time. Buy some time. Shebendo Kurosa. Letiva Radaraza. If you don't buy your own, buy your children's own. If you understand what I just said, can you turn the fire? Don't, it's an error to drive. While you're driving to work, Sabinia, you're wasting your time. Don't forget, Pastor Jerry said, when I get in my car, driving to work, it is a season to buy time. I'm standing by the road. Me coming on time to just rabbi and hang out with people who don't have an idea of their destiny. There were things they stole from my mother. There were things they stole from my grandfather. Just in case you are not buying your own, go back in history. Say, I remember my mom died of a broken heart. Say, I want to buy back what the enemy stole, for he will restore unto me the years the locust has eaten, the canker worm, and the palmer worm. Let me hear you turn the fire. And all I need you to do today is to become that warrior. And then the cosa, the by time, people of God, at the prayed, Jesus Kelandia was transfigured. What was supposed to be in his future? Some guy dragged it. He pulled it in the Kedesata. And you don't ever define a man that prays. Because what you thought was 10 years ahead of him. And the Korosota, and Lendaya Dagara, he Kotola, and Ramia, he can make a 10-year journey in 1 hour. Karatuka Sada, Hele de Perebesetia, Asapakata, Hele Peresia, and the Ketita, his Satata, Asabalabaya, Esoputa, Hereti, his Sapa, Atroporosa, Akubala, Heresede, and Rakotosa, La Carabala, Erebeasa, Antocata, La Tebe, Ricoba, Isaba, Esatoto, Esibadada, Leberoco, Esabia, Rakatabede, Rakatosa, Lakatata, Sabada, let your amen turn the louder. Erebasia, the next time you get to the market of time, drag everybody along. In the realm of the spirit, we summon the spirits of men. Never forget. When you get ready to go to the market of destiny, don't forget, time is a commodity. Only the highest bidder possesses it. You don't have to arrive at the market of destiny with a lukewarmness in prayers. Drag your children along. Tell them, get on. We've got something to buy. Sir, Peter stood up and began to talk nonsense. He said, "Sir, it is good that we should stay here. Let us stay here. These are the way sleepers talk. Let's remain here. This place is good. And we shall not just stay here. We shall build 3 tabernacles. One for you. One for Moses. One for Elias." While he was still talking, a cloud came, shut him up. Don't let me unbundle that matter, because it will be a different issue altogether. People of God, you had no idea that that is not the agenda. This is what we find, that when men are done sleeping, they come out with agenda that does not look like God's own. But when a man of the Spirit hears them, you know that this guy just woke up from sleep. When we hear them, even if they have microphones in their mouth, we look at them well and say, "Bros, you just woke up." We are way back. There's a conversation that went on when you were sleeping. So you just woke up and dropped on the last thing you saw. The last thing you saw was not when it started. The manifestation you saw. There's a generation that saw the manifestation and they began to latch on. They want to copy the manifestation. Oh God, that is not where it started. Before all of these things manifested, there was a conversation. They spoke about the death he was about to accomplish. You were not privy to that conversation. All you saw is things that were shining. You saw the grease. You saw the glamour. You decided to build tabernacle. Let me not unbundle that matter. Shadibala. Every generation, we are in the last move of God. But there is a generation that must go back and find out what is the conversation for this move. So that you don't jump in on a move you don't know the conversation. What is the agenda of God for your family? So that you don't make prayers that does not look like God's agenda. Don't jump at the assigning. Find out what is the conversation. What is God saying? How did we get here? Thank you, Jesus. Rise on your feet wherever you are. I'm going to ask you to do something. Raise your right hand. Can you make the next 60 seconds the most intense 60 seconds of your life? Open your mouth. At the count of 1, 2, 3, you will begin to blast in tongues. And what you will be doing is you are going to be buying time. You don't even know what you are buying, but buy everything that needs to be bought. I want you to see yourself carrying a cat, a spiritual cat, a rebellion, and you are carrying for all your family members. We are buying something. We are buying the future. At the count of 1, 2, 3, open your mouth, blast in the Holy Ghost. Record.
Rotole, Eshibere, Ratoba, Rakatata, Lapera, Azobara, Lataraba, Azabari, Itatata, Lapera, Rakotobara, Lapera, Azabere, Rekotolo, Eshibere, Elebere, Ekorobosa, Elebere, Eshaba, Elebere, Ekotola, Elebere, Eshabara, Achata, Elebekoto, Rebeara, Asabara, Lebereka, Lekoto, Rebea, Eshabara, Rakoto, Rebeara, Asabara, Ekoto, Lebeara, Achata, Rakoto, Rebea, let your name turn the louder.
Lift up your two hands. Even if you're comfortable with where you are, if your amen will thunder like a warrior, I decree you have just left where you were. The hand of the Lord has moved you to where you ought to be. Let your amen rise higher. I decree that that door has finally opened. You did not hear me. I said that door has finally opened. If your amen will thunder like a warrior, as many that are spiritually asleep, a board meeting of heaven was called. You were in that meeting, but you slept on. And you are still making prayers for what you were invited to legislate on. As your amen will thunder, sons and daughters, under the sound of my voice, Jesus, that have slept off in their destiny journey, at the sound of the amen of your gospel, let them wake up by fire. Let their prayer altar wake up. Let their study life wake up. Let their passion wake up. Let their hunger wake up. Let their consecration wake up. Let them wake up. 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 Let your amen thunder. I decree it is done. I decree it is done. I decree it is done. You know, people of God, while you remain standing, there's no waking up that's much more profound than the waking up of a life in Christ. This morning, while on the altar of fire, I said, today, I will not beg anybody to give their life to Christ. We can't beg you. It's an advantage. You can't lose this life. It is so sweet. As the last woman, we are just talking about a woman that was just given all her private organs that were cut off. Everything was brought back. And the woman said, my fallopian tubes were cut off. Medical doctors here know that it is impossible for you to get pregnant with your fallopian tubes off. And the woman said, I got pregnant. Listen. Do yourself a favor. It's a disadvantage to be an unbeliever. Not to have a relationship with God is a problem. It is not good. And if you are here, and you're saying to me, Pastor Jerry, I want tonight to be that night where I will remember as a night where I give my all to Jesus. Lift up your right hand. And you're saying, Pastor, I want to give my life to God. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I'm tired of a life that is not led in Christ. I want to give my life to Jesus. If that sounds like you, lift up your right hand. And you say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Look at those hands up. Thank you. Thank you. Can I beg you? If you raise your right hand, come out. Come out. Let me pray for you. As many that raise their right hand, Please come out. Come out. Please make way for them. Make way for them while they come. Make way for them while they come. Make way for them while they come. There is joy in heaven over one sinner that repents. Make way for them. Direct them on where to come from. Direct them on where people are coming to Jesus. Please come. Please come. Please come. Yes. Please come. Please come. Let them come. Let them come. Allow them to come to Jesus. Allow them to come to Jesus. Shebere koro desara. Libaraboro shande libara. Libarado koda basine abashudara. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. And I will ever trust Him. His presence in me. that once again tonight, once has the Lord spoken, twice have I heard it, that all power belongeth unto God. Something has shifted in your life. And I want you to know that I want you to be intentional tonight and say, Pastor Jerry, I believe in what God has done tonight. And I want to be intentional in saying thank you to Jesus by raising a thanksgiving seed in thanksgiving to God. And as you grab your envelope, I need you to get on your knees. And I need you to make three solid requests to God. And say, God, I want to tie this seed to these requests. I want to, and you're saying, Pastor, I want to raise a thanksgiving seed to God. And I want to tie this thing. Please, just go ahead. I think they have the envelopes all around. The time is going to come when I'm going to ask everyone to get on their knees, but make sure you get the envelope online. Please, all the details are online for all our online community. All our online community, the details are online. The details are online. You could just look at everything online. Please, Kaboshidaba, you're going to grab everyone here. Grab your envelopes. Grab your envelopes. If you've not gotten your envelopes, can I see you wave your hand? Can I see you wave your hand? Please, I'm not asking you to do what is convenient. If it is convenient, know that you're giving an offering, but that's not what I'm asking you to do tonight. And you're saying, Pastor, I know I want to be able to speak thanksgiving into the... Listen to God. Listen to God. There's something God is obviously saying to you. Listen to God. Listen to God. Shabaribara. If you've gotten your envelopes, can I see you wave them to the Lord? With, oh great, oh great, oh great, oh great, oh great. Shebedekoronde masada. Okay, I should have asked the question differently. If you've not gotten your envelopes, can I see you wave your hands? If you've not gotten. Okay, almost everyone has gotten. Can I ask you, can you get on your knees wherever you are? Get on your knees. And can you make three requests to the Lord? Can you ask the Lord for three things tonight? I don't care how difficult it is. I don't care how difficult it is. But just ask the Lord for the three things. Open your mouth, ask the Lord for those three things. Those three things. I have a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. Too hard for the Lord. To him that believes, there will be a performance of those things which were spoken of the Lord. Grant, O Lord, scars, the release the seat, the release the pain, the release the disease, the release the setback, the release the shame, the release the covering, the release the mysterious battle. And as your amen will thunder, let every negativity be terminated. I decree there is a turnaround right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Amen. Would you rise on your feet and cast your seed? I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Who never fails. of any kind, or you have a loved one that is sick, as your amen will thunder, let every infirmity disappear right now. I'm speaking of instant healing. Let there be instant healing. Let there be instant healing. Let there be instant healing. Nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' name we have prayed. God, it is my greatest privilege to invite back Papa, His Eminence, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. Help me celebrate this legend of faith.